We have a very special guest. I believe it's Peter Stevens on the line.
G'day, Vinny.
G'day, mate. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do, mate?
Certainly. I've been involved with inventions in Australia for, 50 years. And some of the things that I was involved with through the Inventors Association as a publicity officer. And I met a number of inventors whom I've helped, one of whom had come up with a rainmaker by the name of Jack Toyer. And I met Jack in 1985, and when he passed away in the early 90s, I was asked by the family if I would continue some of his research and do that sort of thing. And I was sucked into it. That's the only way to put it. So I started rainmaking until 1994, when I went to the annual general meeting of the cotton growers out at Moree, and they told me they didn't want rain. Subsequently, 12 years later, I got asked by an ex-Commonwealth magistrate if I would put the machine back together, please, and have a go at doing it. Does it work? And can you do it? So I indicated that I possibly could, and in 2006, I've got to go some amazing places around the world, and it's rained every time we've been anywhere. So that's just roughly what's going on.
So you're kind of like one of the moisture farmers on Tatooine off Star Wars.
Sorry?
You're kind of like one of the moisture farmers on Tatooine off of Star Wars.
Thank you. Yeah, possibly. We were looking at the science of what we're doing, and it looks like Dr. Walter Russell and Leo Russell were the ones that perceive what we're doing in their science of atomic suicide and universal one. So written about in 1921 and also 1957. So what we're able to do is pretty amazing. So I've been to America and had it rain there a couple of times, including places like Death Valley where it doesn't normally rain. And Phoenix, Arizona, that was a lot of fun. So a little bit of excitement down in Florida as well, and over in Waynesboro, Virginia, where we said g'day to Walter and just said thank you for the acknowledgement of the science. So we put a little bit of water into Raleigh in North Carolina so that they didn't have to evacuate the city in the middle of the draft. So a little bit of fun.
So just recently, Australia has suffered these massive bushfires, which, as far as I've found out, were actually caused by the government banning the collection of firewood and stopping the normal burn-offs that they do to keep all the scrub and tinder down on the forest floors and stuff like that at down. And you told me that you'd be helping that out by creating a bit of rain for them. And then I hear on the news that there were these massive Queensland floods. Were you the bastard who pulled them off?
G'day, Vinny. Sorry, I couldn't hear that. What was that? Mate, we were out there. We were doing it. We were out at Burke on the 10th of January until the 20th. And we had the machine running for that period of time. The possibility of storms, we certainly helped put out the fires. When I spoke to the Rural Fire Service, the manager at Grafton indicated to me it might be a really nice idea, as the water was now just 40 millimetres from the top of the levee, would I mind turning it off? But we assisted by putting the fires out. As far as I'm aware, that's what our intention was, and it certainly happened. The other cyclone that came down the Queensland coast may have been a result of what we were doing, but it wasn't our intention to cause that. But
so
it did.
There's consequences to the use of this machine.
Well, you will get wet. We're 100% accurate in that. The amount of rain that you get is something that's still in debate. But we've had unlikely events like snow in Baghdad as a result of some of what we've done. we fired into the Mediterranean on the 8th of January 2008. And within 3 days, we had rain through Libya, flooding in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and followed by snow in Baghdad. Had never snowed in Baghdad in living memory. But one of the results of some of what we do is that we do get snow on the mountains in unlikely times, or, you know, a typhoon is normally, according to the Chinese, somewhere in late June, July. We actually had one form in April, which is a little bit ahead of time, but not, you know, throughout history it's been shown that it's happened. But it's just unusual that when we're involved, and we're only flicking light with electromagnetics and high static charges back up into the atmosphere. So we're reflecting sunlight. So we start with blue sky, and within several hours, we normally have a cloud bank build up around us and followed by rain. Out at Burke, it lasted for close to 48 hours before we actually had rain, which is highly unlikely, highly unusual, but the temperatures were also up to the over the 50 mark. So we registered 54.4 on our met stations, and that's pretty hot. That's in Celsius. So the normal thermometers bust at 50, the alcohol thermometers, and, you know, mass produced at 50 C. So out at Burke, they would have been absolutely of no use unless they're in the refrigerator. So, yeah, that had been, we'd been there 6 years before, and at the same time, and we'd driven back through floodwaters, and this time I drove down to Tasmania and helped put out the fires down in Tasmania as well. So, and it's just all done by donation, and people have been throwing a little bit of money at us to put petrol in the tank and go out and either help fight fires or bring rain into desolate areas for farmers to get a crop in and fill the dams up. So we're happy to do it.
Well, so how long have you actually been going around doing this?
I started back in 85 with Jack Toyer, but on basically full-time since 2006. So we put it away for 12 years. By the way, there was a 12-year drought. So I got encouraged to maybe try and trick it and get it to rain again. So we did right through central Queensland and up into the Northern Territory. We had it rain in the middle of the dry and busted 132-year-old rainfall records and things like that, because it normally doesn't rain in the dry in the Northern Territory. So a side view of what we were doing caused rain. So it's a nice way.
Are you able to make other effects other than just rain?
Yes, we are.
So are you able to dry up clouds and make it sunny?
Yeah, we can turn them off. I believe we can even direct a hurricane or a cyclone or unwind it. Tornadoes, all that sort of stuff. But you don't want to be messing with it for too long. Otherwise, you could cause earthquakes or, you know, other things that, you know, come back to kick your butt. So you do it in a very gentle manner and hopefully don't cause too much devastation to get a little bit of water over your plants and crops and, you know, major national parks, which are leading, like you led to before, about, you know, lots of fire damage because they've cut out the fire trails for four-wheel drive access and things like that for recreation. They used to burn off about every 6 years. Now it's so much low timber and low growth that unless they do burn it off in some aspects, you know, it's going to cause quite a lot of devastation. But, you know, people live close to the forests and do get burnt, so.
Yeah, I was under the impression that these most recent spate of forest fires have been the worst ever for Australia. Is that about right?
Oh, Vinny, I have no idea. But it could have been because of the amount of foliage that had been available and, you know, leaf litter and so forth, sitting on the ground, you know, branches and timber and so forth. Unless it's burnt off on a regular basis, you know, the fire gets really hot and burns the trees completely. The other ones just singe and allow the seed pods to germinate. So there's a... the Aboriginals before us had been, you know, going through and lighting fires to keep the animals down and to keep the seeds growing in this light. They weren't serious bushfires. I mean, of course, there would have been in some areas, but lightning strikes and things like that start fires. And I think, you know, they had been burning off in some areas to backburn, you know, against raging fires and things like that, and everything gets out of control. So it's just one of those things where, you know, if you do things in moderation, it's okay. If you do it too excess, well, then it gets out of control.
Kind of like alcoholism. All right, Peter Stevens is my guest, and we'll have him on for one more segment, ladies and gentlemen. So, Peter, just hold on the line there, and we'll talk to you after the break. And also, I wanted to encourage people to donate to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Go to the homepage there and click on the donate button. Or if you'd like to donate regularly, you can click on the subscribe button and send us in a regular donation of between $1, $5, $10, or $20 a month, just to keep, you know, the lights on and the internet bills paid, so I can just keep, you know, kind of doing this radio show for you to listen to. And lastly, there's also a bank account number on there, so if you don't like PayPal, and I know a lot of people don't, you can use that one instead. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.